Kristen, the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Lo and behold, it happens sometimes in our lives where we have some bad news that we need to either break to someone that we love, someone that we hate. Then it's okay if you don't like them. But other than that, majority of the time, it's sad.
Not really for me.
You're fine. You're like the Tin Man. Isn't that what we said? Like,
I am
no
heartless.
Heartless.
All right, guys. So really quick, I need to break bad news to you guys before we get into this segment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Please.
Oh, you're pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, you're like that guy on Oprah.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
You're cute. All right. So today, though, we actually have Bonnie on the line. She has to break some bad news to whom?
To my son, Brandon.
Oh, boy. Okay. What's going on, honey?
Well, a couple weeks ago, he drove kind of recklessly into our neighbor's mailbox, and it came apart. And he did get it fixed. And it looks fine, and the neighbors are happy about that, although they don't wave to me the way they used to.
Aww.
When we pass each other on the road, you know. I have to let my son know that I cut up his license.
Oh. So you want to teach him that safe driving is important by not letting him drive, is what you're saying.
Well,
it's a privilege and you're taking it away.
I want him to have some time to think it over.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I can understand that. I'm a mom, and eventually
that
my daughter will be.
Okay.
I think.
Listen,
it is.
Car? This is your car, correct?
Correct.
Then she has every right to.
No, mom. I want to drive.
Listen to Shady. No, mom. How do you think he's going to respond?
Oh, I don't think he's going to be very happy at all.
Right.
Well, he is a teenage boy. They tend not to.
Yeah, he might start crying. Well, literally, I mean, couldn't he just go back and get a new license or go online and renew it?
I don't know.
Maybe that's possible as an adult, but I think he needs some time to really think it over and to make some changes and support himself behind the wheel.
Sure.
And he's under 18, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he can't get a new license without her permission.
Well,
yeah,
we won't let him know anything about that, so don't worry.
<Thank you. laughs>
We'll keep that a secret, honey. All right, so Bonnie, this is what we're going to do. We are going to mute our lines. Brandon won't be able to hear us, but you will, and then, of course, we will chime in and help you. Are you ready to break the bad news to him?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, honey. Mom.
Hey, Mom, what's up?
Cute.
I just wanted to let you know that while you were out last night, with your friends, you left your wallet on the table in the kitchen.
Oh, and, okay. I'll come get it later.
Honey, I have something I really need to tell you. You know, I know you...
What's wrong? Did something happen?
Mailbox.
Yeah?
Okay.
I fixed it.
Little car.
Yeah, I fixed it.
I know you did. I know you did, and you told me...
I painted it. I fixed it. I built a new one.
...paid to get my bumper repaired.
Oh, my.
And that's great. But I think until everything is completely cleared up, and you have some time to think about it. What I did last night is I took your license out of your wallet and I cut it up.
Oh no!
He's gonna.
You did
freak.
What?
I think you probably heard what I said. I cut up your license. You won't be driving for a while.
Boy. What? Mm-hmm. You're crazy, Mom. You can't. You can't do that.
No.
You can't cut up my license. I got that.
I did.
I'm old enough to
drive. I've done that, honey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mom, you're the worst mom ever. I can't believe you did this.
Wow. You're the worst mom.
Wow.
Listen, this is not cool. I got my license. I did the test. I did driver's ed. And you can't just cut up my license. I did everything. I took action.
Brandon. Brandon, I have seen how you are with your friends. And I'm just thankful, you know, that you're not able to drive right now, okay?
I'm a straight-A student, Mom. What do you mean how I am with my friends? I'm a 17-year-old who, like, hangs out with his friends and, like, does, like, we play basketball. You're crazy. I'm moving out.
Ah!
I'm moving out right now. I'm going home.
You walk out.
I'm moving.
You protest.
We're gonna chime in now because he's going to be moving out. Hi, Brandon.
Yeah. What?
Brandon.
Hey.
What's up, my man? Hey. This is Krista and Shady and Aaron from Krista on the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah, we hear you've been a naughty boy.
You're on the radio. Isn't that cool? At 17? With your mom?
What? Yeah, sure. Okay.
Well,
you have my license?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is no joke. Your mom is actually helping. She needed help to break the bad news that she actually did do that. But you can understand. You need to be a little bit more careful on driving. So maybe you need to take this time to, reflect.
Yeah, I'm going to reflect. I'm going to get an apartment for myself, and
yes.
I'm going to reflect.
Walk out.
Oh,
that's what I said.
Shady,
No, Mom, no.
Oh, my God.
I look at it this way. I mean, you did everything that you could have. You fixed the mailbox. You repainted it. You know what I mean? And she said that you paid her back for her
that's
bumper.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, I mean, I'm not a mother. And to be fair to all mothers out there, I didn't have a mother in my life, so I don't know how motherly love is. However, I don't see the problem. I mean, I feel like he's learned his lesson. Did you learn your lesson, man?
Yeah, I took action on my own.
Well, it's a bit late to go back now. Yeah. Our license is already in two pieces.
Well, here's the thing. You know, maybe, perhaps, you know, the next time, Mom, you just keep your own car. And then because you are 17 and you're like, listen, I've already, you know, learned my lesson. Maybe when you get your own car, then you can drive as reckless as you want.
And is the license, do you guys still have the pieces? You can just break out the scotch tape.
Yeah, just tape it back. You're fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I use zip ties, but scotch tape works too.
I've never had mine clipped before.
I use zip ties too.
So are you, I mean, would this be an option? Or Brandon, you're like, no, I want to drive my mom's car.
No, I'm going to get my own car. I'm going to get my own apartment. And I'm going to be my own man. I don't need my mommy.
Okay.
I'd like you to understand my point of view as well. I hope you'll feel differently in a couple of weeks.
Do you not hear that ambulance in the background, Brandon?
That's what happens when you drive, Brandon.
Yes.